Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Hey, Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore. Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Right away, I bought me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking in a New Orleans. Help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me and have all left the poor boy down. Hey. Sure, you're a boy and they bought me a silk suit and put luggage in my hand. And I woke up high.
Just follow my lead on Los Angeles, RJ.
Oh, okay.
Los Angeles. Let's go.
Oh.
Terminal gate. A swing old chariot come down, ease the taxi to the terminal zone.
Los Angeles. Virginia died, what a 1409. When the folks back home, this is the promised land, calling and the poor boys all the
line. Welcome, good Friday. Happy end of the week to you as we are live at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. And it is the final day that Baz and Roger are, I guess, does this wrap up the summer of adventure for Baz and Roger by going to Key West?
I think almost. They have to go eat at one more old restaurant or something, and that's pretty much it.
I'm RJ Hawk along with Christian Weaver as we're going to carry into the weekend this weekend. And Christian, now, have you been getting to go on the restaurant tour across Arkansas?
I'm sure I could go if I was able to, but yeah. I'm not able to.
With
so
kids
I don't know.
And yeah, things of that nature, yeah. Well, Baz and Roger will be out. Frank will be joining us here in a little bit as he'll be talking about the end of the month and the deals going on here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Now, you know, Christian, it was 2 months ago today that I came over here, did the show with the guys, and left with a brand-new Ram truck.
Were you planning to do that?
Well, Zippy and I had talked about it for a couple months, and I just never could find the right truck, right? Mm-hmm. And I could never find the one that really that I was looking for. And right as I was leaving, Zippy, he came up to me and says, I've got the truck. And he FaceTimed me with the guy from Northwest Arkansas that they were bringing the truck down. And I saw it. I was like, that's it. And so we'll talk about that later in the show. But Zippy will be here in a little bit to talk about those deals. If you want to buy a vehicle and you've been thinking about it for the last few months, is do I want to have things changed? If you want to get the best deal of the month, you need to come to Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram and Sherwood and come get that done today, because they're going to be throwing everything at you to get those deals done. And Frank and Zippy will be talking about that later on. Also in the show today, Trey Schaap. By the way, the best gig at the Buzz, if you can get it, is the one that Trey Schaap has.
Yeah.
Because Trey is the guy that is always the roving reporter that goes. He's currently in the Bahamas covering the Razorbacks exhibition game with the Bahamian national basketball team.
Yeah.
I guess they're going to play some.
There's a few others, yeah.
And so Trey, and we want to thank all the sponsors that sent Trey down there for that. But, yeah, Trey will be calling in from the Bahamas at 8:05 today to talk about that matchup. Well, I think one thing that I was really surprised by, for an exhibition game, when John Calipari said there was 400 fans that went down to the Bahamas to watch this game,
mm-hmm.
I think I was a little bit shocked by that, and I don't
what, like less or more.
I think that I was shocked that many people for a game that didn't matter.
Well, these people obviously have expendable money if they can do that.
100%, yeah. And because as somebody, and I'm really not trying to brag here, but we just got back from a family vacation mm-hmm. at the Bahamas, right? And I mean, look, this is probably a very unpopular opinion. It was nice. Right, like you always hear. I'd never been before. Everybody says,
right. "Where'd you go? Was it Nassau?"
We went to Nassau and we stayed at Atlantis, and everybody's always like, "Oh, it's you hear the word Bahamas and you're like, ooh,
beautiful beaches, yeah."
And it was like to an extent, right? Mm-hmm. If you're on the resort or you're on the beach, I just wasn't blown away with the overall. Like I've been,
I had heard from people that had been to the Bahamas that once you are not on the beach or not in the resort, that it gets a little iffy.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy is that the crime in the Bahamas is very, very low.
Yeah.
Right? But it's just not the butesque scenery that you think that you would normally, that you envisioned. Mm-hmm. And so, once again, the beaches were awesome. They were outstanding.
Right.
But anyway, so Trey will be down there. He'll be checking in with us at 8:05 to talk about John Calipari. The news that came out yesterday, Christian, now I am going to butcher this guy's name, okay?
It's easy.
Okay, I'm going to let you say it because there's so many clips on the button bar of me screwing up names. Is it Micah?
Mika,
okay. And Murin. No?
Murinen.
Murinen. I was close.
Yeah, you're okay. Close. It was
so the forward that the 7-foot forward for the Razorbacks that everybody's been talking about from overseas, he has not been cleared by the NCAA yet
right.
to play. So he won't. Now, I'm assuming he traveled with the team, right?
I think he's there. He's just not able to play.
He's just not able to play.
Apparently, a lot of college players across the country that are international are having trouble getting cleared at the moment, but it's expected to be resolved before the season.
Yeah, they were saying that he was going to get it done. I think that once again, it's an exhibition game. The entire thing. This is just glorified practice that's costing a lot of money to go down and practice in the Bahamas.
Yeah, and this was, I think it's once every 4 years a team gets an international trip. Like Mike Anderson, I think, took the team to, was it Italy? I don't remember.
I think it was Italy or Greece, something like that. Yeah. And they did that.
And then Musk took the team to somewhere over there, too. I can't remember.
Which is really cool if you're the player, right?
It's awesome.
If you're the player and you get to travel abroad and play basketball, really cool experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I see it on TV, I hear people talking about it, and look, it's a slower time of year, so I get that you're going to, it's just there's nothing you gain out of this, right? As far as like a win-loss type
thing. They call it like a cultural enrichment sort of thing.
Yes. Is it study abroad? Is that what, for those that do college, would it be considered like study abroad?
Study abroad for 5 days.
it's the fast track of studying abroad?
Yeah, so. The Bahamian national team is actually pretty good. They have some NBA players, although I doubt those players will be playing against Arkansas. Like Buddy Hield is Bahamian, DeAndre Ayton.
Did not know that.
Eric Gordon, I think, plays for them. VJ Edgecombe with the Sixers, but
really,
none of them will probably be playing.
No, but still, I think it's cool though, just the fact that you're playing the best players in the Bahamas, not named in the NBA.
I do wonder what is the population of the Bahamas. I wonder.
Well,
I'll look it up.
Yeah, and one thing I didn't realize was that everybody thinks of Nassau, but you've got multiple islands that are in the Bahamas, right? So there, you've got different islands and things like that. And so, let's see here, population
401 is what I'm seeing. Could be off.
401 people at Nassau. Oh, 401,000. Okay. Well, and that's just in Nassau, or that's the overall?
That's the Bahamas.
Okay.
So pretty small.
Yeah, 401,283. Did you know, and look, I didn't want to, I'm not trying to turn this into a history lesson of the Bahamas, but I did learn while I was down there.
They were an English colony, right?
Yes, but they've only had their freedom for 50 years.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Baz and Roger are older than what they've had freedom in the Bahamas. And we were driving around, and the taxi cab driver told us this, and I was like, That seems a little weird, but yeah, no, they were actually celebrating Independence Day for them.
That's cool.
When we were down there, and so pretty cool. Anyway, Trey Schaap will check in from the Bahamas, Bahamars, where he's at, and that's where the games are going to be played, and so they'll be doing that.
Mar means sea, I believe.
M-A-R
means sea.
I got you. Yeah, and so
S-E-A.
He'll be doing that throughout the show. Also, we're going to invite you to text, and we're going to try to get you involved today throughout the show and get your thoughts. Once again, as I said, Frank and Zippy will be by here in a little bit. I was talking last night with my wife, and we got to talking about TV shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a 7-year age gap between my wife and myself.
Okay.
And so I asked her, I said, in your lifetime, what is the best TV show that you've ever watched, right? Like what?
Okay.
If you sat down and said, man, this is must-see TV for me every single week, whether you were a kid, whether you're an adult, what was that? And she couldn't really name one. She said, I don't really remember a show that we just sat down and that was the show that we watched every week. And I started naming off things that I watched when we were a kid, my mom. And so the number one show that came to mind for me was Home Improvement.
Okay.
Now, I don't know why it popped up, but and I asked my wife, she goes, I've never seen Home Improvement.
Do you think Home Improvement is like better than Seinfeld or something like that? Or?
Okay, so unpopular opinion again.
You don't like Seinfeld.
I'm not a Seinfeld guy.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's bad. I just, it wasn't my cup of tea. Like, I watched it, but like Acri, for example, can sit there
and quote.
He can quote every, what's the Christmas thing that Acri does every year with the pole?
Festivus.
Like, Acri does all that. it's not my. Right. I know it's wildly popular, and I'm not knocking Seinfeld. It wasn't for me.
Yeah, I think Seinfeld's great, but I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion. I don't think Jerry himself is a funny person. Like, his stand-up and stuff is not funny, but the show is funny.
Yeah.
And the other characters kind of make it for me. But I watched Home Improvement growing up. Of course, it was reruns.
I loved it. We watched it like when the new episode came out, which that's kind of... But then, so I started making a list, right? So things that I remember watching with my mom or we did. So it was Home Improvement, Full House.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
Roseanne. My mom loved Roseanne. Mm-hmm. She was all about Roseanne. King of Queens.
King of Queens is classic.
And Friends. Those were the shows that we went growing up. And so, but now you don't really have those, right? Like,
well, you don't have, I don't know if anyone's necessarily sitting down and watching whatever NBC, ABC,
so
we Fox do. Is putting on.
We do.
Okay.
But, and what's crazy about this is there's one show every season. Well, two, because there's one going on right now, but it's not yearly. We watch all the Chicago's. Like the Chicago Fire,
Chicago
Med, PD. Yeah. So, like, we love that. But that's the only one that we really sit down and
actually
watch. Yeah.
They have, like, crossovers and stuff, don't they?
And they're so good. Like, they're so good. Like, I am a big Voight fan. Voight fan. Like, he's
John Voight's in that?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the... He's like the captain or whatever.
I didn't know that.
And so I'm a big fan. Anyways, we watched that. And, but, like, we watch... Like, we were... So, we're a big Big Brother fan, but it's not year-round, right? It's only seasonal.
Do they do two seasons or one season a year?
Well, they started doing this crap where they do the regular show, which is going on right now. Big fan of – they got rid of Jason last night.
Spoilers.
If you watched – we did that. But then they'll do like this Big Brother All-Star or Big Brother Celebrity thing that's crap that they do in the wintertime, right? And they'll bring in these celebrities that – they put them in a house, and it's just...
And they're, like, celebrities that were definitely past their prime.
Yeah. 100%. And they're just not... it's just weird because you've got these celebrities that are bougie that they're now being confined to a house without their cell phone, and it's just not the same feeling. I'm not a big fan of that one. But we're watching the Big Brother right now, and absolutely, I'm a big fan. You know, I actually... applied to be on Big Brother when I was in college, and I made it. So when I was in college, it was my senior year of college. I applied. It was like the second or third season of Big Brother, and I just was like, I'm gonna just do this. So I made the video. I did the whole thing, and they called and said, "Hey, we want you to be on the show." The only problem was at the time, Big Brother was earlier in the summer when they did this, right? Well, they wanted us to be in Los Angeles at the middle of May to do stuff. Well, my mom, I call my mom. I'm like, Mom, I'm going. I got picked to go to Big Brother, and she's like, when is it? And I told her it was the same. It was the same time when we had college graduation at UCA.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, being I was the first person in my family to graduate. Uh-huh. My mom says, over my dead body, are you going to go be on some reality show, and I'm not going to get to see the only person our family ever walk across the college stage. And
Looking back now,
I should have just gone and done it.
Yeah.
I was going to forego it altogether, but my mom, she was like, no, you're doing, and you know, my mom, she raised, just her raising us. And then what I didn't know at the time was my mom had plans because she graduated from college a week later than me in Tyler, Texas. And so she had been going to school while I was going to school.
You didn't know that?
I had no idea.
That's pretty cool.
And so it was kind of a surprise that she handed me her commencement sheet whenever I graduated. And invited me to her college graduation, and that was part of the reasoning. But so I was supposed to be on Big Brother and didn't get to do it, and
that sucks.
And you know, there's a guy on there right now that is from Benton. His name is Matt Johnson. If you know who Matt is, he used to work for Matt, and now he's since moved off to Austin to work on jumbotrons and things of that nature. His name's Barrett, and He's on Big Brother right now. But if you're a Big Brother nerd like me and you're watching it, it was great. It's been great. And yes, that's what. So do you watch anything? Do you and Cheris watch anything that is kind of a must-see or weekly thing?
I don't think we really have must-see TV or anything. We mostly just, and I don't watch a whole lot of like actual TV shows. I'm more of a movie guy, but also I watch documentaries and stuff like that. Yeah. Like we watched, what was the one we watched earlier this week? It was about some dude that broke up with his girlfriend. So it's on Netflix. It's new. But he was like harassing her pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting documentary. We watched the one with teenagers, and this teenager drove like 150 miles an hour into a wall, and they're trying to
That one.
And they were trying to figure out whether she did it on purpose.
On purpose, yeah. And like she almost went to did she go to prison? Yeah, she went to prison. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, sorry. I'm not telling you, we're not telling you the name, but like we watched that one and all the CCTV watching her just plow into the side of the building.
Good Lord, how did they do this?
She was doing like 100 miles an hour or something down a two-lane road and hit a building. And
you could, like, they got the black box and everything, and they can tell, like, she accelerated and stuff.
It was wild. My wife found that, and I just kind of came into it midway through.
So we do those, and I watch movies, and also I watch a lot of YouTube. Like, there's a lot of good stuff on YouTube. Like, I'm not watching, you know, Mr. Beast. It's like if you survive 40 days or anything like that. But
my kid
watches
that.
I'm watching educational things, like learning about, you know, ancient Egypt or whatever.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
So I didn't realize, and what's crazy to me is I didn't realize the number of people that just. They just watch YouTube as they're in.
Well, it's kind of crazy because about anything you want, almost, you can find on YouTube.
On YouTube, yeah.
And they'll have, you know, they have creators that have released basically documentary-level things on any topic you want, almost.
See,
it's kind of crazy.
I guess it's just this. I thought I'd never get to this point in my life where it'd be my age thing. But, like, I just I use YouTube, which is wild to me. I use YouTube for DIY videos.
Yeah, that's also a great tool.
Like, that's literally, if I need to figure out how to fix something, I use YouTube. But my kids, they will watch full-blown shows, and they've got favorite characters. And what's crazy about it is my campaign team during election time, we've always done YouTube ads, right?
Like I've got one of your ads before.
Yeah. So you've seen them. I've never seen them on there because I don't get on there enough to watch it. But what was funny is like the number of people that are using YouTube, especially like in the classroom, at our schools and stuff, that are using there are things. And the only reason I know this is because I've had teachers go, "Hey, I saw your ad in our classroom pop up," you know, and so. Had no idea that was a thing.
It's maybe one of the greatest learning tools there is YouTube. Like anything you want to learn, you can probably find on YouTube.
Yeah, no, my kids, I mean, they learn a lot. Let's see, somebody just said, watch the chapter on YouTube. It's great from the 501.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, so, and once again, I don't know. I think that, I'm not opposed to it. I'm not like that guy that says, "Oh, when you get all the kids off YouTube." No, I'm not that guy. But anyways, hey, we are Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. It's the end of the month. Frank and Zippy will be coming by here in a little bit. Todd is back in the studio. I didn't even check in with Todd. Todd, how you doing today, bud?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi. Things good for you on a Friday?
So far, so good. It's another day upright, so I can't complain about that.
Well, we're gonna have some fun today. We will play Match Game later on, as well as everybody's favorite Factor Crap, and we'll check in with Frank and those guys when they get here. We'll go ahead and take a break, Todd, and when we come back, Zippy will be here with us, and we'll get this thing started live from Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. It's a Friday morning of Morning Mayhem. Baz and Roger, they are down, I guess they're in Key West?
They're in the Keys somewhere. I don't know exactly where.
Yeah. Went down there.
Never been down that area.
I never have either. Went down there with Hatcher, right? And they did that trip. So they'll be back on Monday. But you got Christian and I doing it at Fletcher's today, and I'm excited to hear what the end of the month deal is from Frank. We'll talk more about that next. It's Morning Mayhem at 6:30.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call, does it all.
This is SportsCenter.
Former University of Central Arkansas pitcher Noah Cameron was masterful for the Kansas City Royals yesterday, but Cody Clemens of the Minnesota Twins got the last word in an ultimate way.
The 0-2 from Strom. Clemens in the air to right center field and deep. Back it goes. Deep it goes. And Cody Clemens wins it. And the Twins walk off the Royals once again at Target Field.
The grand slam was ultimate in that the Twins were down 3 runs with 2 outs in the bottom of the ninth and an 0-2 count against Clemens. But the Twins come away with a 4-3 win. Cameron did his part, though, allowing just 1 hit with 2 walks and 7 strikeouts in a career-long 8 innings. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
With KARK's Joel Young.
Friday brings more dangerous heat, climbing up to 97. It will feel like 105 to 109, so heat advisories are in effect through the day. There's about a 20% chance of a few showers and storms, and a greater chance Friday night as a cool front comes through, dropping us to 79 by Saturday morning. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm Fox 16 Chief Meteorologist Joel Young.
Join the zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Caddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Caddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
David Basil here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
Edwards Food Giant presents Razorback basketball color analyst and Drop Time Sports co-host Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem. Rick joins the guys each week to talk Razorback sports and whatever else might come to mind. Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79? Overhead Door Company of Little Rock will perform their garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to 3 garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online. OverheadDoorOfLittleRock.com.
It's Fort Thompson's annual sales tax free weekend, August 7th and 8th. Everything in the store, sales tax paid. 2 days only. Firearms, clothing, safes, ammo, waiters, store wide. Save 9.5% on everything in stock. Tax free weekend, August 7th and 8th at Fort Thompson.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Washita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, and Justin Moore.
I left Oklahoma driving in
I do like this song. To
lose my mind. Yeah, but it's
I like
Don Williams.
Yeah, it's a good song. Happy Friday morning. We are live at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood for the end of the month. I just got a text from Zippy, by the way. Says, oh my gosh. He goes, I'm about 10 minutes away. My alarm was silent. He goes, you guys are holding it down. Zip, don't worry. We got this. It's 7 o'clock. We're going to announce the deal of the day here. Oh, wait. No, he's not here yet. So I thought that was him. Frank will be by here in a little bit as well. Trey Schaap, he'll be calling in at 8 o'clock live from the Bahamas as the Razorback basketball team is down there. So one thing Christian and I were talking about during the break is streaming and how many subscriptions. Hey, there's Frank. How many subscriptions that you have to watch TV, right? And so I was looking that last night while we were talking about this, I've got four. So we've got Amazon Prime, Netflix, what else did I tell you? Paramount, yeah. And something else. And you said you had, like, all of them, right?
Yeah, I have access to all of them. I'm not saying I pay for all of them. Yeah. I probably pay for five or so of them.
Password share.
Yeah.
Frank Fletcher.
Until they shut that down, I'm going.
Yeah, Frank Fletcher now joins us. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
You know, Frank, I was thinking when you texted me the other day about coming out here, and I did this show for 14 years, and I never came out here as much until I started – after I left the show, but you and I never got to do the show like this setting.
Never in all those years.
I came out here one time with Basil because Tommy was off.
Yeah.
And funny story, I texted Basil about it. We were actually set up right over here, and Karen came to get her car serviced, and she came in and talked to us, but that was my only time I ever thought about doing the show out here. So, hey, thanks for having us.
And, I think I've been doing it 16 or 17 years.
You've been doing it. I think you've done it longer than I was actually working full-time on the morning show. It's end of the month, and you got to sell some cars, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, we've had a good month and a good week this week. And today we're going to top it off. Zippy's going to be here in a few minutes, and we've got the biggest inventory we've ever had. I don't know how Zippy got wild ordering it, but he looked like he's ordered everything in the world. So we got a lot to pick from, and most people know we have three stores. We have a store in Jonesboro and a store in Joplin. So, you know, combined, we have a huge inventory. And of course, somebody picks out something, and we got it in Joplin. It takes us about 8 hours to get it down here and get it washed up for them. So
I was telling Christian before you got here, Frank. 2 months ago, I bought my Ram from you guys here at the end of the month.
Yeah,
right?
He came out here,
and we were doing the show, and I told Zippy, he and I had been talking for 2 or 3 months about buying a truck, and couldn't ever find the one that was really fitting. And so I literally stand up from doing the show, and Zippy came to me and goes, we've got this one in Joplin, and it's on its way down here. He goes, what do you think? And we watched it through FaceTime, and the guy in Joplin went through and showed me the truck, and we bought the truck on the spot via FaceTime. And so that was 2 months ago after the show here.
I remember you talking to me about buying the truck.
So, so we'll talk about that throughout the day today. Frank, how many streaming services do you have, like, to watch?
We have most all the ones you mentioned a while ago, and we have YouTube, and I heard y'all talking when we're driving over here. We also have YouTube TV,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the reason we got that was at some point in time, we're on DirecTV on our regular system, and they don't have Fox and haven't had it for a couple of years.
Really?
And so one time the Dallas Cowboys were playing on Fox. I don't know there's been some kind of contract dispute with DirecTV, and they're not going to ever settle it. So my daughter came in town from Dallas and told me about YouTube. I never heard of YouTube TV, so you can watch all the different football games that are not on certain channels. So it's expensive. I mean, to me, it's expensive. It's like, I think, $75 a month.
It's almost as much as what DirecTV was at one point in time.
Yeah,
like,
it was originally introduced as a cheaper option, but as time has gone on, of course, it about matches.
Because I think
we
switched back and forth between the Hulu and YouTube TV.
Hulu Live Sport.
Yeah.
Hulu Live.
Yeah.
So. We watch we watch everything. I mean, I say everything. We watch everything that, like, you know, and I talked about it on the show a lot. And it really is amazing how many people did not know about Madison. You know,
I love the show.
And the first half hour, I said, I'm not going to watch this. This is a love story. My wife would watch this. And, you know, by the second show, I was hooked. But I talked about it on the show the last time you were here. And you know, I had a lot of people call me and go, man, I never heard of that. But, you know, that was a sleeper. And now they're, you know, come out with another season. And then, of course, everybody, I think everybody in the world watched Landman.
Are you watching Dutton Ranch?
Yes. I'm into the new season now.
Yeah. Taylor Sheridan has made $1 billion just off of all these different TV shows.
He does a lot of Western stuff.
And I'm okay with it. Like, yeah. Between the Landman, the Yellowstone, Dutton Ranch.
1883.
Tulsa King, I think.
Tulsa King,
he did that. Lioness, I think he did that as well.
I mean, just the fact, all these different shows that he's come out with.
The main thing is he gets really good people, good actors actresses. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the difference. You know, you watch some of this stuff that's done in London or Ireland. The acting is just somebody like you and me off the street, mm-hmm. you know. But when he gets a show, he picks out somebody. He picks out several people. It really makes the show interesting.
Well, and one thing that he's done, I think, is he's brought some actors that have not been prominent for a few years and kind of make, think of Billy Bob Thornton, for example.
Yeah.
Billy Bob was not.
He was on Goliath or whatever, but that was, yeah, I don't know if everybody was watching that one.
Yeah, and now he has vaulted him to what Kevin Costner is for Yellowstone, right?
Pretty
and,
much, yeah.
And Kevin Costner, you know, now granted, he
had a downtime.
He was a great, sure, he was a great actor, but he kind of hit that lull of not having any big shows, and then here comes Yellowstone, and boom, Kevin Costner's top of the world again.
And I'm almost finished with Billy Bob Thornton's book, which is written a long, long time ago, and he just talked into a tape recorder. Because nobody edited his story because he says the same thing in two or three different chapters. So you can tell they just typed whatever he wrote. But it's interesting talking about how he left Malvern, Arkansas. He worked for the Arkansas State Highway Department. He's talking about how hot it was and how hard he worked. And he went out there with a friend on a bus to Los Angeles and, you know, had $300 or $400 between the two of them. They slept on the benches, borrowed people's couches, and then they went broke, came back to Malvern three times did this. And, you know, he didn't make any money for a long time. But I didn't know his start was writing. You know, he mm-hmm. would write really? Movie scripts. Yeah.
Yeah, he wrote, I think he got in with Duvall. He became, he wrote a few movies that Duvall was in. He was in one, I forget what it's called, but it's him and James Earl Jones are brothers.
He was in a movie called Bandits, which was long, long time ago. It's funny to go back and, but if you see this book, I can't tell you the name of the author, but it's an old book, but it's really great about his whole life story. I think you know, he talks about in the book about smoking, and, you know, he's all upset about, in Los Angeles, you can't go anywhere to smoke. And, you know, Landman, he's got a cigarette in his hand all the time. So I always said that's just his regular lifestyle. That's not mm-hmm. something to do in the movie, you know.
Well, and you know what's crazy? So my buddy Michael Shipp, who lives in Benton, he's good friends with Billy Bob, right? And so the other day he posted a picture of Billy Bob. You know, Billy Bob's still doing a concert tour.
Yeah, he still does his band thing.
He's got his band
thing. Love music.
And he does that. You see the Billy Bob Thornton that's on stage doing his stuff, and then you see the Landman Billy Bob, two completely different people.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show, you know, it's, you know, those, they have a life outside of acting and things like that. I mean, much like you, I mean, you live about, I mean, you're a car guy, but you have the horse racing business, and you've got things that you love outside of this.
That's right.
So, hey, it is 6:45. Frank is here. Zippy's on the way. It is the end of the month. Here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Frank's going to tell us about the deal of the day here at the 7 o'clock hour. Also, coming up later, Trey Schaap at 8 o'clock, live from the Bahamas. Frank, Trey's always got the best job at the Buzz, because anytime there's a trip, the Razorbacks are going somewhere,
he gets to go.
He's
going to
be there. And so Trey will be calling in at 8 o'clock from the Bahamas. Heather Baker will be at 9 o'clock. David and Roger, they're down at in the Keys And they'll be back on Monday, but...
You know David's up down there listening to this show.
I guarantee him and Roger are both listening to the show, yeah. Making sure that we... in fact, David texted me last night. He goes, okay, just so you know, give Frank time to talk about his deals. I said, Baz, this ain't my first rodeo. I said, yeah. And he's so afraid that we're going to somehow mess this show up today. So I know Baz and Roger. Oh, also, Frank, I don't know if David's told you, Baz has almost got the touchdown club lineup set.
Well, and I'm anxious to see it, like everybody.
I can't say anything, but gosh.
Do you know?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm just going to tell you right now, guys, he is, once again, I don't know how he pulls this stuff off. And
well, the fame of the show is making it easier.
Yeah.
You know, when he first started just saying, come do this, but now he sends them a clip of all the famous people that have been on there. And, you know, they go, well, heck, you know, so-and-so is on here. I'm going to go. I mean, but he does a fabulous job.
August the 13th is whenever we're going to be announcing the Touchdown Club, and it'll be live from War Memorial Stadium. They're going to stream it. We're going to do all those
things. I know somebody's not going to be on there that's always been on there.
Hey, Todd, let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will talk with Frank and get the deal of the day and some other things going on here at Fletcher. So when we come back, it is 6:46 live from Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.
Here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their youth selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
Willie D's Dueling Pianos has not moved yet. They're still rocking right here in the Little Rock River Market. Dueling Pianos upstairs, DJs downstairs with food and drinks every week. Reserve and learn more at WillieD'sPianoBar.com. Come and get your Willie
on. Attention skilled craftsmen, Bath Makeover of Arkansas is hiring only the best that the natural state has to offer. If you're ready for your next big opportunity to have steady work and better pay, Bath Makeover of Arkansas is ready to talk to you. Bath Makeover is looking for plumbers, electricians, bathroom installers, and project managers to help us keep up with high demand. Bath Makeover is growing our commercial division as well, with the ability to now install over 100 bathrooms a month. Bath Makeover can knock out multi-unit projects quickly, easily 10 bathrooms at a time, in a single week at hotels, apartments, and government housing all across Arkansas. Bath Makeover of Arkansas is looking for only experienced and qualified skilled craftsmen to join our talented team. To learn more about the job opportunities at Bath Makeover of Arkansas, visit BathMakeoverAR.com. That's BathMakeoverAR.com. Plumbers, electricians, bathroom installers, and project managers, visit BathMakeoverAR.com. That's BathMakeoverAR.com.
Bass tournaments and some of the best fishing spots in the state. It's Fishing Arkansas, Sunday mornings with Big Sarge and his crew. Fishing Arkansas is presented by shelter agent Jamie Marsh and Stanley Hardware. Fishing Arkansas, Sunday mornings with Big Sarge on 103.7 The Buzz.
Lost in the business jungle? From new solo proprietors to established multi-owner companies, don't monkey around with your business. There's nothing better than Lion guidance. Hire Lion Legal. There's no one better to protect your pride than our pride of Legal Lions. Whether in negotiations or war, all businesses need the roar. For exceptional communication and exceptional results in all business-related legal matters, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue.
Oaklawn is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tune into The Zone each week when Susan Erin Prowse shares her keys to the weekend music events calendar. Brought to you by Willie D's and Big Red Dog Productions. Big Red Dog Productions is your gateway to music excellence in Central Arkansas and beyond. Visit entertainersguide.com to see the weekly calendar and submit your shows.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
Almost a show with no name. That's been
old habits die hard.
I know.
Very
right?
Old habits.
I know,
die
and
hard.
I hadn't done that in a while. But 6:51 live from Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. Zippy and Frank have both made their arrival. But Zippy says, Frank, he sends me this frantic text. Goes, I'm running late. Hold on. I said, man, I got this. Like, we're good. And so glad to have you, Zip.
Well, it's always a big fear. I had a little migraine last night.
Yeah.
Took a BC powder, went home, went to sleep, and man, I woke up and I said, oh my God.
Well, you know, what's crazy is when I think I said this the last time I did the morning show, I don't wake up early anymore. Like, you know, I spent 14 years waking up at 3:30 to come, because when I was doing the show, it wasn't like it is now where it's a lot of digital. Like, we had to actually record Beth and Melinda doing the news and weather and mm-hmm. stuff like that on the early part. And so we had to get there a little bit earlier. Well, I said, you know what? Once I'm not doing this anymore, I ain't waking up. Like, my wake-up call is at 6:30 now every morning when I get going. Well, last night I was like, I cannot oversleep. I set my phone. I set my wife's phone. Did like three different alarms to make
sure
that I
set seven alarms. Yeah. Starting at 4:30.
You know, you wake up though when you know you have to wake up.
That's right. That's right. Well, and I showed up here at like 5:30 this morning. And by the way, you guys might have the best parking lot lights of anybody in town. It is lit up around this.
So we just redid them, so that's why.
You can see us from the moon.
Oh my God! I pulled out and I've got those tinted windows on that Ram, and I get out and I was like, oh, it is really bright out here.
Yeah.
So, end of the month, Zip?
End of the month. We've had a barn burner of a month. Like Frank said, I heard him on the radio. I said, you know, we got to scale up. We got to have inventory. We got to have a good selection. And he agreed with me. We stacked this place up deep where we had to move cars, you know, on a daily basis. We got employees moving. We had to move where the customers park. And the biggest reason why is these Ram trucks. It's our biggest Ram truck month that we've had all year. Real deals are there. You know, I started the month on July 4th running a $20,000 off special. Of course, when you run a big special like that, it's going to be on the higher-end trucks. It's going to be on the Limiteds. It's going to be on the Tungstens. And now we're down to Laramies and Bighorns. I've sold out all my Limiteds, which I can get any color you want, any equipment you want. We got multiple stores, but we've got Laramie trucks, real deal, $15,000 off. No, you bring me a check. You can trade a car in. You can not trade a car in. You know, a lot of our dealers advertise a lot of different things. We got some good competitors, and we have some people that have some misleading, and we are real deal. Come in, buy a Laramie truck today, get $15,000 off, write me a check, finance with me. We got 25 banks to get you a good rate. You got the all-new 26 Grand Cherokee. We got up to $8,000 off on those. They've moved the miles per gallon up to those to 26. We got Jeep Gladiator Rubicons, $9,000 off. We got the new Compass starting at $399 a month. One of the biggest values, everybody likes a big SUV. We got sports. We got kids going everywhere. Nobody wants to drive a Honda Accord and strap three kids in the back seat anymore. Like I felt like when I was growing up, nobody had these big SUVs. Mm-hmm. I don't know what we did back then. But you got new Grand Wagoneers at $59,997. Third base.
That thing right there, the Grand Wagoneer.
Yeah. So the base model Grand Wagoneer comes with heated seats, cooled seats, remote start, big screen. There's no cloth. This isn't a cloth stripped down rental car style fleet vehicle. I mean, it comes fully loaded, $59,997. And then as you level up from the $59,997, you get more and you get more. You get better wheels. You can get 22s. You can get power running boards. But at $59,900, you're not going to find a better value for a third row seat with all the amenities they come with. And they don't strip it down and put plastic in there. It's based off the high-end model, and they just, you know, peel some of those extra electronics away that nobody's going to probably use, but a few people at a few times. So
the one thing he's referred to that some people might not have caught on is some people advertise low prices, and then they have catches to that. So when you get there, they go, well, this is only with a trade-in. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to have a trade-in. And so they can, you know, they can mess with the price on that to cover up the price they've advertised. So whatever prices we're advertising, we don't have any addendums on the side of our windows where we charge $299 for tent or $400 for edge guard and et cetera, et cetera. So when we talk about our prices, we're talking about the original MSRP from the factory minus the discounts we're given. And so we kind of glance over that sometimes, and I know people don't really catch on to why you're saying that. Well, they don't understand that a lot of times, you know, it's like you get advertised something, and then when you get there, you can get that, but you also got to jump over this rope and this rope.
Yeah.
So, and you got to finance for them. Of course, we make money when people finance. So we like for people to finance, but we don't require that to get. So, you know, if you walk in there and just want to write a check, you don't have any trade in, you get the same price.
Well, I'll say this, $15,000 on the Ram trucks, that $15,000 off. If you haven't come and test drove the Ram, Zippy sold me on the Ram 2 months ago. It's one of the smoothest driving trucks with a ton of power. You got to come by and test drive it at least, because it is an outstanding truck. And getting $15,000 off on the Ram trucks right now is pretty
RJ, nice. 10 years, 100,000-mile warranty. That's
did
what
I
you
get that
got
on
did your
I,
truck.
I, yes,
did
I get
you
that
did.
On mine?
And, you know, Ford and Chevrolet are not matching that.
Yeah.
So if you've got a truck and, you know, you're going to keep it 6 or 7 years, you're going to be paying some repair bills. I mean, that's just what happens. So, you know, people have businesses. This warranty is the same on the heavy-duty truck. So if you've got a business or driving it personally, 10 years or 100,000 miles, you got the factory warranty.
We've got to take a hard break real quick. When we come back, we'll talk more about the deal today. We're live at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood at 7 o'clock.
Champion of what?
103.7 The Buzz. Your world champions of sports radio.
Don't get me wrong.
KABZ Little Rock.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Arkansas's largest